Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, of course, Carol writes a blog about Northeast Texas history, and recently you wrote an article, and the title of the article was Brick Walls, but really it was more so about downtown Greenville, the backs of the buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very interesting when you go back there, and of course it's not quite as well, not nearly as well maintained as the front of the buildings for obvious reasons, but that also in some ways makes it more interesting.
If you, and this is not just Greenville, it's any town west of the Mississippi and east of the Rockies, from Canada to Mexico. And they're, you know, they were built all about the same time. Once the rail, in the 80s through the 1920s, very simple. And the guy who wrote The Worst Hard Times, you know, about the Dust Bowl, he starts out with, you could go into any small town in the United States and parts of Canada, and it would all look the same.
Well, we were just talking before we turned the microphones on about seeing a school building in a television show recently looked exactly like the old Greenville Junior High School and what was at one time the senior high school.
Right.
Looked just like it, but I'm sure that it was built according to the same plan. So what are you doing roaming around back and behind these?
Oh, this is a parking lot that I parked. But I have, if you walk down St. John from Lee to Washington, and you stop about halfway, and you look down the alley. It's very interesting. I've never gone down the alley by myself. You can do the same thing over there with the old Beckham Hotel. You used to could go down there.
Yep.
They're not safe now.
I would not think so. Now, a lot of these buildings in downtown Greenville were made with bricks made in Greenville?
Yeah.
It was a brick factory.
Out in Artist Heights.
In so east of town.
East of town.
East of the main part of town.
Yes. And they weren't great quality of brick. But lots of places got their mud dry, and I think they had ovens or, you know, kilns.
One of the interesting things I think down there in pretty much any downtown in a small city, you can still see traces of some of the advertising signs.
Yeah.
Left. There's a Coca-Cola advertisement down there. You can still make it out, but as the years go by, less and less.
Yes. You know.
But I would love to see someone come back in and restore those ads. Of course, Coca-Cola would have to take part in that.
Yes.
But that would be a brilliant thing. The old, of course, it's almost completely, and I wouldn't call it downtown Greenville, but almost completely faded now. For many, many years, you could still make out the Robin Hood flower sign on the mill, and that is just about gone to the point where you can't make that out anymore.
Yes.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. So Carol has a blog on the unseen, for the most part, places in downtown Greenville, and you can learn a lot about what used to be. Tell me what's new with the Historical Commission, and you're looking basically for some new members.
We're looking for new members. At the end of every year, that is an even number year, we recruit new members. We recruit any time, but we, you know, present our list to the county commissioners. We are part of the county commissioners' court, so we reply, you know, they tell us what to do. Are they in
you support to them?
Yes. Yes, we need more people, and what we need are people who live in Commerce, people who live in Campbell, people who live at Durham. Do you know where Durham is?
I've heard of it. I know we have a place in Commerce called the Durham Homes is what I first think of, and I'm sure there's some connection there, but no, I don't know.
If you know where Sweatbox Cemetery is?
Of course I know where Sweatbox Cemetery is.
If you go west on that road, you end up in Durham.
Okay, fine. I've told you before, I think I probably have family buried at the Sweatbox Cemetery.
All these little towns, and they're little communities. We would love to have people come and join us. Tell us stories that they remember. We're also in dire need of a film crew, a person who can film our interviews. We're fixing to start an oral history project. We're going to start off with segregation here in Hunt County schools. We want to talk to both the African-American teachers who had to come into white schools and the white teachers who all of a sudden had all these African-American children that they didn't know what to do with. And, you know, there was such a cultural barrier.
So you're talking now about the period in the mid-1960s.
Yes. And there's still some teachers out there, and there's still some students.
I could tell you a story or two about that.
Good. We'll come interview you.
All right. But you need somebody to shoot video.
We have the equipment. We just don't have any technical people on there.
Well, that sounds like a student project, possibly.
Yes. If it's, you know, I would like to work with, you know, if any of the college professors need a student to go, you know, your department, the history department, whoever, we would.
And you're ready to start with that just any time?
In next January.
In the early part of the new year?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you say, you're looking for new members, and especially those from outside of Green.
Yes.
And in the rural areas of the county. Good. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETM.